You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In February, it emerged that Tokelau had bought two helicopters to circumvent the 24-hour boat trip from Samoa, prompting New Zealand's administrator to Tokelau, David Nicholson, to propose veto powers on purchases over $500,000 New Zealand dollars. Now, the helicopters were reported by One News to, among other things, have been purchased without proper licensing. However, BFM News has found both the AS355 Squirrel and the Bell 212 Hui helicopters were sold separately by New Zealand businesses and are also licensed with the Civil Aviation Authority of New Zealand. I spoke with Labour's Pacific Island Affairs spokesperson Opito Williams-Seo about this development and the search for answers following the helicopter purchases.
It is concerning the information you provided, you know, contradicts earlier reports and contradicts also what the minister was alleging and what the ministry was alleging. And I think, from my perspective, what you've dug up really now requires for the government to release the report that they gave to the Tokelau government, and the Tokelau government needs to also release their report once their investigation has been completed, because there seems to be some contradictory facts here.
There does, and I mean, when I've asked MFAT about this, they've told me that while there's an inquiry underway into Tokelau, although they haven't specified exactly what this inquiry is about, given, you know, the report on the helicopters has already been completed, while that's going on, they're not going to talk about it at all. I mean, how are we ever going to get answers out of, I mean, will we ever get answers out of this from them, do you?
Yeah, that's right. And we also know that there was a meeting that occurred on March 16th in Apia between the minister, the administrator, and the Tokelau government or the Tokelau leadership. And, you know, I think it's in the public interest for us to know if what was discussed at that meeting. We haven't heard any reports emanate as a result of that meeting. And it was indicated sort of loudly that there was going to be some, you know, thumping off the table by the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Administrator, and one would expect information coming out of that meeting to clear what was discussed, what did they agree on.
Yeah, I mean, you tabled two written questions to Murray McCulley on this particular subject last month, both of which were given a response without, I guess, really saying or revealing much that wasn't already out there. I mean, have you got anywhere with this since, with MFAT?
No, and we'll be following up again with further questions to follow up for clarification of some of the previous answers.
And I also want to just talk about the media as well, because this is not, you know, this hasn't just been coming out of, you know, Murray McCulley and Administrator David Nicholson. Some of the very first we heard of this, in fact, came out of radio and TV reports on the purchases of the helicopters. And that's where Murray first kind of came in, calling it an extravagant purchase and, you know, making this all out to be very rash. I mean, what do you think about the media's handling of this particular situation? Or would you attribute most of this to the official MFAT line?
Look, I really can't comment on that because I don't know, you know, we expect our media to be doing all they can to ensure that facts are presented to public interest, and so we assume that that's what occurred, but I really don't know. Now, with the information that you've dug up, that seems to provide a different perspective opposed to some of the previous reports. So my view now is that the minister needs to now come clean, reveal what's in that report initially, but I think that inquiry by the Tokelau government is going to be important for us to know from the Tokelau perspective, what did in actual fact occur? And what was discussed? What was planned? What was agreed? There is a sense that I get that there was general agreement about a range of things because the Tokelau government seems equally surprised by the way the minister responded to them.
So you still think that, I mean, as far as you're aware, this is this purchase caught Tokelau off guard. You know, it caught Siopili and the other leaders by surprise.
Yes, I think so. I think they were surprised by the reaction by the administrator and the minister over the purchase of those helicopters. The reality is, Tokelau requires a modern transportation system that enables their people to move out and about. It's one of the fundamental rights, is the right of movement. They've been dependent on a boat from Samoa to Tokelau for I don't know how long, how many years. They don't have the modern means of transportation. So whatever plans were discussed, my view is Tokelau was thinking about their future plans of being able to move their people out and about the three main islands, but also to the rest of the world. Surely that would have included some consideration for air travel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.